This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. The words supply chain might trigger a bit of anxiety for anyone who tried to buy a car or a couch or just listened to us talk about it on the show a couple years ago. Those words have been coming back to haunt us over the past few months because of problems at two of the world's most important shipping lanes that we've told you about. The Red Sea, where Houthi rebels have been attacking shipping, and the Panama Canal, where low water levels are limiting the number of ships that can pass through. These disruptions have caused big delays and have sent shipping container rates soaring. Still, despite these ongoing problems, supply chains have started to settle down. Marketplace's Justin Ho looked into what's taking the edge off the disruption.
The cost of container freight rose throughout January, according to the supply chain advisory firm Drewry. But in the last couple weeks, container shipping costs have started to tick down, says Simon Heaney, Drewry's senior manager of container research.
You see that that's being driven by decreases in the Asia to Europe trade lane.
In other words, the trade lane that's most affected by the Red Sea disruption. Heaney says part of the recent decrease in shipping costs was because of the Lunar New Year earlier this month. Factories in Asia tend to shut down around that time. But even as they kick back into gear, Heaney says shipping costs could keep falling, in large part because shipping companies are avoiding the Red Sea.
There's an understanding that, yes, there will be additional time in terms of transporting cargo from Asia to Europe, but the scheduling is about to adjust to cater for those additional delays.
Since shipping companies have to go the long way around Africa to avoid the Red Sea, they've been adding additional vessels to those routes to reduce delays, says Judah Levine at the logistics company Freightos.
So when you have those smoother operations, you're not having, you know, missed departures and loaded containers building up in the ports and then competing to get on the space of the next vessel.
Levine says deploying all of those new ships isn't exactly cheap. Neither is the extra fuel spent traveling around Africa. But the added capacity takes a lot of risk and uncertainty out of shipping, and that can take the edge off shipping prices.
Compared to how high we've seen them get in the last few weeks, we're expecting them to come down.
Meanwhile, the links in the supply chain that don't involve ocean freight are doing just fine, says Katie Russ, an economics professor at UC Davis. For instance,
ports have plenty of capacity and are able to more or less manage this rerouting of ships to a large degree.
Russ says that's why the recent shipping disruptions are nowhere near as bad as what we saw early in the pandemic. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.